A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. On this feast of the Epiphany, from the Greek word for appearance or manifestation, we are once again called to recognize and to seek the light of Christ in our midst and also beyond, to name God's light in the darkness we currently find ourselves and our world. To remember, we are called to be seekers of the light, that we are a pilgrim people, a people on a journey together, a journey of discovery at the wonder of this gift of life and the giver of life. A friend of mine once said to me, "Terry, you're either on the way or in the way. You're either stuck or moving forward." No matter how long we've been following Christ or how old we are, we can never stop actively seeking God. And not only seeking God, but then proclaiming that to the people we meet in our everyday lives. The Magi were willing to disrupt the ordinary rhythm in their lives to follow a star. And what's interesting is that once they followed that star and found the Christ in their midst, they returned by another way. Their life was changed forever. These Magi were willing to disrupt the ordinary rhythms in their life. In the dark, through the desert, there were no tour guides, first-class hotels or restaurants, no comfortable air-conditioned tour bus, only a not-too-sweet-smelling camel and a star. If you think about it, most would say three not-so-wise men, willing to go where a star led them. They did not see a clear path. There was no strategic plan. But they moved forward anyway, reminding me once again that one of the most important things in life is showing up. Many of you are familiar with Carlo Coretto, who in the 1950s left his life as a successful teacher, writer, and activist in Italy. And he set out for the Algerian Sahara to become a little brother of Jesus. I'm sure many people in his circle of friends and beyond did not think he was a very wise man for doing this. He wrote about his 10-year pilgrimage in the African desert in his book, Letters from the Desert. In this book, he writes about his first nights in the desert, spending time studying books about astronomy and maps of the sky. Day after day, kneeling on the sand, spending hours and hours gazing at the wonders of the stars. And he writes in his book, "Finding one's way in the desert is much easier by night than by day. The points of reference at night are numerous and certain. In the years which I spent in the open desert, I never once got lost, thanks to the stars. Many times I lost my way because the sun was too high in the sky, but I waited for night and found the road again, guided by the stars." We all are, in one way or another, stargazers and searchers, seeking love, meaning, and purpose in our lives, following stars that will lead us to comfort and security, sometimes following stars that we hope will lead us to wealth, fame, and power. But the Magi and Brother Carlo set their sights on a different star that leads them to God. They were both willing to disrupt their lives, to leave behind the familiar and the comfortable, to travel at night, to actively seek God, to get out of the way, to push aside their fears, all the what ifs, or I should or should not do, and to choose to be on the way. As we begin this new year, is it time to rechart your course, perhaps by a radical departure from your usual routine, or by at least a small departure from your usual routine? Or maybe it's simply paying more attention to the signs or manifestations of God in the people you meet in your everyday life, wherever you find yourself, to open your eyes to the many ways in creation, in our relationships, in children, in the ways that God reveals God's self to us. What signs do you find yourself paying the most attention to? Are they leading you to a deeper life in Christ, more deeply in love with God and God's people? Are you on the way or are you in the way? Are you seeking the wrong star, or maybe even worse, no longer seeking at all? Today's Feast of the Epiphany reminds us that God is in our midst, recalling the journey of the Magi. These seekers and stargazers offer us inspiration as we continue on our journey from God and to God. The journey of the Magi offers us help as we struggle to keep our bearings and not lose hope, to remember that even in the darkness, and sometimes because of the darkness, we can better find our way into the arms of our loving God. Epiphany is the feast of those called by grace to leave behind the familiar and the accustomed and to go searching for the Christ in what seems to be the most unlikely places.